Well, it's time for our daily inspiration again for today, September 5. And I'm going to be reading a passage here from the Gospel of John, chapter 15. First several verses reads, Jesus is speaking here to his disciples on the last evening that he was with them before his crucifixion. And a portion of it reads this way, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So I'm just going to pause there, and a few things that stand out to me in these several verses about the vine and the branches. And one is in verse 2 where he spoke about the pruning. A grapevine left to itself will try to grow over whatever it comes in contact with and wherever its vines can take hold of and grow up and over and out and just keep expanding, and it puts forth more and more leaves and vines and growth, but that does not make it more fruitful. It just makes a bigger vine. And if we have a grapevine, it is fruit that we're after, not a huge vine. And so we prune the vine back in order to make it more fruitful. A painful process for the vine, but it does cause it to bear more fruit. And Jesus took that as an object lesson or a beautiful analogy of our spiritual life and of our life, we might say, that even if we are following him and we're bearing fruit, we are being fruitful, we have our heart turned toward the Lord to follow, to do his will, to labor in the kingdom and all that, we will still have areas of our life where selfishness wants to take over and things that take away resources and energy from fruitful activities to things that are more of a selfish nature, or things that are for expanding our sphere of activities. Can be a variety of things, but similar to a grapevine putting forth more and more leaves and a longer vine, it really looks to be getting somewhere, but it's not bringing out the fruit. And so God prunes these back for us. God in his mercy will remove those from us for his glory and for our good, because he is glorified that if we bear much fruit. And that is what he's after, not just bearing some fruit, but bearing much fruit. And in verse 5, something that stands out to me there is the enormous contrast, the enormous difference between bearing much fruit and nothing. Jesus said, he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. What a contrast there between much fruit and nothing. So it raises the question then, are some then doing nothing? And when we consider that, or when we think about men who are called great in the world and all that they have accomplished in the world, and they are called great, politicians, military leaders, and businessmen, for example, are called great, and they accomplish much, it would appear, and yet they may not be abiding in the Lord Jesus or Jesus in them. So how is it then that Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing? And I look at it this way. He is talking about a heavenly economy, an economic system that is far greater and supersedes anything that we can see with our eyes here. He's talking about those riches, those money bags in heaven that he talks about in the Gospel of Luke and in Matthew and Luke recorded, where Jesus would tell his followers to accumulate treasure in heaven. So this coming back to this nothing, it is I like to compare it to a game, like a Monopoly game or something, where there's play money, and a person can be ever so skillful in the game and win thousands of dollars of play money. But when he takes this to the grocery store or somewhere to buy something, it will have exactly zero value. And I think that's what he's meaning here, is this nothing is a nothing of eternal value. So let's consider where our energy is being invested. Is it bearing fruit? Are there things that need pruned back? Can we ask the Lord to mercifully and gently remove from us what is keeping us from being fruitful? Prune off the unfruitful growth and give us grace to bear fruit. That is what he desires from us, and it's not for our glory, but for his. I find this encouraging, that Jesus is the vine, that he is willing and able to supply everything that we need to bear fruit. Our part is to be faithful. By God's grace, we can be faithful today. In Jesus' name.